Hello and welcome. Oh man, let me put this air conditioner on. It's hot. Oh yeah, that's that guy Drew. What are the chances of that happening? So yeah, basically, that's interesting. A guy Drew. Kind of in the neighborhood. Sometimes you see people that you work with before. I mean, I don't know. It's interesting. Life is interesting. I can't speak for anybody else, but as an intellectual, kind of shorter, melanated man, black, aka black man in America with glasses, you pretty much are treated differently by a lot of people. And a lot of people look at you as just like this little punching bag. That's kind of scary. That's kind of scary. And you try to be positive, right? I think Tupac said it best, so hard to be positive with people shooting at your crib. Well, you get people who take, personal shots at you in a way, a different type of social type of way. And it's something that you don't understand unless you've stepped into the shoes of a person who's of my type. And so you try to be positive regardless of all of that, because in the end, it doesn't really matter. I want to start off today's podcast with, first of all, welcome, and thank you for listening to my podcast. Important to be able to get the word out, watch things. Jim Lee just recently released, I wouldn't say my idol, but just somebody I definitely like to listen to when it comes to artwork, because he makes some amazing artwork. There's no doubt about that. Skill level is no doubt about that. So, I always continue to learn, try to study something every single day. And people ask me, did I go to school to learn to do art? And I say, yes, I am. I'm still in school. I'm in lifelong study. I'm a lifelong student of the arts of all kind. And there's no one that I enjoy watching more in terms of his knowledge and his art style. And I try to mimic it. And, I'm just happy to be able to be one of those guys that continue on the, I guess, yeah, the knowledge of just not only how to draw, but just whatever knowledge that I've learned and from other greats like him. And I also look up to guys like my uncle, because he makes controversial artwork, Well, stuff people don't want to. He makes paintings that make people uncomfortable. And, black history is an uncomfortable thing to talk about, but it's something that black people should be proud to talk about. And, I do disagree with removing some of the historic items, because it kind of, in a way, kind of erases history. When the youth need to know history, and future generations need to understand it. What, the what, why, and where. So definitely check his stuff out. I need to get into, just more on, just talking more about I guess today is going to be, I wanted to share a story today with you all. Not a while ago, I was with someone that had a family, and I wanted to be a part of that family. And one day we had an argument, and she had had her family throw my artwork on the ground when we had a breakup. I'm talking about a relationship, of course, but that feeling of having someone discard your ability and discard a part of you is kind of like, it's a dark, kind of twisted thing, because at the end of the day, like, everything that I tried to do was the right thing. You know, I think couples, people trying to be in relationships should always understand, what is the intent of this person doing this or saying this? If I, for example, if I notice you don't have the greatest credit score, and I say, well, you know, honey, let me help you out. You know, I have a better credit score. Let's just say I have a better credit score. Let's say, honey, let me help you out and get you some, let me manage your checkbook. You know, let me hand over your paycheck to me, and I'm going to help your credit just get way better. You got to be, as my partner, you have to be kind of comfortable with me doing that. And once again, what is my intent? And obviously, my intent would be to help you improve your credit score and help you improve overall, so that way we can be better as a couple. You know, and it'll help boost, it'll help your future. Even if we break up, it'll still help you. In regards to understanding why I'm trying to help. You know, if I help to boost your credit, at least you're starting off a new another relationship with a better credit score. So don't say that didn't add to your life, but it's all about the intent of the person that you're with, and looking at that first will let you know, well, oh, he's actually thinking of me. He actually loves me. He actually cares about me. He actually wants to see me and the family, us as a family, do better overall. Wow, what a great guy. You know, that's how it could be looked and looked at. But, you know, it's all about being able to also, you know, when those terrible moments happen in our lives, you know, why is this person put in front of me? Was this person put in front of me to teach me a lesson? And, you know, on your artistic journey, you're going to find me running to people here to teach you a lesson. You may have somebody show somebody your artwork, and they say something that really make you upset. And I've had people say stuff like, you're not doing nothing with your artwork. Now, that's a motivating thing. Need motivation along this art journey. It's not easy stuff at all. I guess it's easy if you're connected. Well, Hunter Biden status. But not everybody's Hunter Biden. You know, and I know people use king and queen a lot, but not everybody was a king and queen in ancient Africa. Okay, it's good to know. Good to know that, but back on topic, you know, finding motivation in what people say is an important thing in life in general, because, you know, we all get kind of comfortable sometimes, and a lot of times when people say something or do something to make us uncomfortable, it's the universe trying to make us better. You know what I'm saying? See a family member say something about your weight, that's supposed to make you better. It's not supposed to be something you get mad about. It's supposed to be something to say, I got to address this issue. They're trying to make sure I'm well-rounded, not a round whale of mound. So I need to, you know, not get so personal and upset about people criticizing my weight and think about what I can do to improve that aspect of my life. You know, so many people are so sensitive, get so butthurt and upset, and it's like, can you just take it as a motivating piece of fire to add to the pit, You gotta have a fire in your belly when you're pursuing dreams and goals. Dreams and goals are hard, but you gotta, if you work your butt off, good things can happen. There's no guarantees, but good things can happen. So, another, when that relationship ended, back to that relationship, when that relationship ended, I was a little upset and everything, crying, upset or whatever. A little, I didn't cry too much. I did, I was upset, but it was motivating to remember. I kind of remembered that. Like, I have to remember things that motivate me, because sometimes it's, the Libra zodiac sign, we get lazy. I'm just gonna say it like it is. We get lazy, and it's important not to get too lazy when you are attempting to do something that a lot of people will not even try for a lot of reasons. So with that art being thrown out on the ground was just kind of a real sign that, I needed to not only step away from that connection eventually, which I did, but also, that was the motivation for me was you totally do not respect me. You totally do not respect my legacy. You do not respect me as a person or as a man. Like, that disrespect is kind of like fuel to the fire. And things that people have said and done, it all should be fuel to the fire, and not taking anger out on that specific person, but, knowing that it kind of gives you a higher sense of purpose and that higher sense of motivation to just continue to push yourself to great heights. It's so easy to get lazy and complacent. Somebody told me about the 5G towers making us more docile. I wouldn't doubt there's a lot of things making us all more docile in this society, but overall, like, you have to take the whole point of this podcast. It's gonna be a short podcast, but the whole short part of today's podcast is just remember, like, you have to take things that are tumultuous or difficult in your life, and you have to take all of that negativity that's around us and surrounds us, from how certain companies and businesses keep the little guy down and everything else. Like, you have to take all of that negativity and say, guess what? I'm gonna use this for motivation daily. I'm gonna remember this stuff daily, even if it's for a short second. And say, you know what? That's great that y'all did that to me. I appreciate that. I'm about to turn it up like a couple more notches because of that. And, it's actually beautiful when you think about it. There's nothing to get mad about. It's actually beautiful. Pain is a big motivator. Pain is a big motivator. And, just remember, whenever you don't feel like working out, whenever you don't feel like doing art, whenever you don't feel like making music, whenever you don't feel like, working on your craft, whenever you don't feel like working, on your business, or you're trying to get a business started, when you first get that business started and daily, think of things that motivate you in your life. And I guarantee you, when you have that chip on your shoulder, you will find the motivation to do great things with your artwork and on your art journey. This is Brian Clark. I'm signing off for another podcast. Stay tuned.